it's time for Living Thunder. And greater is the one living inside of me than he who is living in the world. I'm holding on with all I've got to the living word of God. Living Thunder.
Want to welcome everyone to Living Thunder, and want to let you know that not only can you listen to Living Thunder on the radio on Sunday morning from 8 to 10, you can also go to WPXZ1041FM.com and click on Living Thunder Programs and to listen on demand at any time on any day of the week. So, we're going to kick this morning off with one by Cade Thompson, and it's a song called Good God.
I woke up with the sunshine shining on down, coming through the window pane. Got so many blessings all around, and joy written on my face. My worries are gone, 'cause I found a love, and it's lifting me up. It's more than enough, more than enough. I got hope. Like your kindness holding me up every time I'm feeling low. There's peace like a river that never runs dry, overflowing in my soul. My worries are gone, 'cause I found a love, and it's lifting me up.
We can celebrate every day because we have a good God, one who is always by our side, who will never leave us nor forsake us, those who are in Christ Jesus. Hey guys, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Living Thunder. And right now I would like to thank the Living Thunder sponsors, and they include Steffi Chapel, who invite you to join them each Sunday morning for services. Worship service begins there at 8:30 and Sunday school begins at 9:30. Paradise Community Church, who welcomes you to attend their services. Sunday morning worship begins there at 9:30, with Sunday school following at 10:45. Kavod Methodist Church, everyone is welcome to attend their services. Sunday school begins there at 9 o'clock, with worship service beginning at 10 a.m., and all individuals make donations to the ministry. We thank each and every one of them, because it helps keep us on the air, and we're able to share the message and hope of Jesus with everyone on the air. So, we're going to keep the music going. Going to give you one by Crowder right now, and it's a song called Somebody Prayed.
Somebody
your bed. You fold your hands and bow your head, throwing out another prayer in faith. When you're wondering if he's hearing you, look at me, I'm living proof. I'm only right where I am today because somebody prayed. So I hit my knees cause I've seen all heaven move. I pray, Father, please, cause I've looks like somebody prayed. For the child of God is far from home, the one who thinks they're too far gone. I'm throwing out another prayer in faith. Worn out altars, tear-stained pews, still I won't give up on you. I believe that anything can change when somebody prays. Somebody prayed. I've seen miracles come from feeble words. I've seen hospital rooms turned into cathedrals. I've seen freedom come to the prisoner. You can't tell me that prayer don't work. So every night there by your bed, fold your hands and bow your head. Not a single word you've ever said in vain, cause he hears everything. So I hit my knees cause I've seen all heaven moving. I pray, Father, please, cause I've looks like somebody prayed.
That was a song by Crowder. A song called Somebody Prayed, reminding us, you know, that we are to continue to pray for everyone, for our country, for our family. You know, it's about communicating with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Communicating that, you know, what's on our heart? What's on our mind? You know, that's what a personal relationship's all about. It's all about spending time with Him in prayer. In other words, when we have someone, well, as a best friend, we spend time with them. We talk with them. So when we have that personal walk with Jesus, He is our very best friend. We need to talk with Him, correspond with Him. He wants to hear from us. That's why He desires to have a personal relationship with us. Spend time with Him each day. Right now we got one by Josiah Queen and Brandon Lake. It's a song called Can't Steal My Joy.
In the valley of the shadow, I got a feeling it's season. Praise in my lungs, in a choir in my soul.
can't steal my joy.
Until it overflows. I remember, I'll keep holding on to hope. 'Cause you're the king of rolling stones. Can't steal my joy. Got the joy, joy, joy I can't contain. Nothing can quiet my prayers. I got the joy, joy, joy down in my heart, down in my soul, deep in my bones. I got the joy, joy, joy I can't contain. Nothing can quiet my prayers.
You know, there's a phrase within that song that says, what the world couldn't give, the world can't take away. You see, true joy only comes through Jesus Christ. Because when we receive that joy, it's a joy that's deep within our soul. And it's not given by this world. It's given through Jesus Christ, through the Holy Spirit. So we need to remember, as we go into each day and we walk through our day, it's about keeping our eyes fixed on Christ Jesus, remembering that He is our joy. Right now, we got one by Jamie McDonald. Song called Desperate.
I'm at the end of myself and I'm tired. I've tried all that I know to do. Right now it's just by a thread, but I'm hanging on to you. I'm running out of hope, I need a miracle, and if I ever needed you, it's right now. Desperate, desperate, oh, I need.
you're my only hope. I need a miracle, and if I ever needed you, it's right now. Sing all my testimony tonight. Oh, blessed assurance. Jesus is mine. Yes, he is. And oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Oh,
we're on salvation.
He saw me and heard my cry. Now I am here. gonna need all the saints to testify with me tonight. Come on.
This is my story. Go. I testify what? That God is
with
all the time. He saw me.
That's a little bit of Cain. A song called Blessed Assurance. David Leonard helped me out on that. But you know, guys, it's a song that truly reminds us that when we are in Christ Jesus, we have that blessed assurance because we have received the Holy Spirit of God that lives within us. And you know, when we have that blessed assurance, well, something has taken place in our life. In other words, we have a story to share with people that surround us, how the message of Jesus Christ has changed our life, how it impacted us to know that we needed Jesus Christ to be saved, to be made whole, to be made complete. And that's why we praise Him. We give Him all glory because He is above all and is all. Psalms 8:1 says, O Lord, our Lord, Your majestic name fills the earth. Your glory is higher than the heavens. Today and every day is to praise the Lord in every part of our life. Well, knowing that, well, He is our Redeemer, that He is light in the darkness, knowing that His name is higher, well, than the rising sun, that there is no other name by which we can be saved. Psalms 19:14 says, May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing to You, O Lord, my rock and my Redeemer. There is only one who can redeem you. He is Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Luke 1:78-79 says, Because of God's tender mercy, the morning light from heaven is about to break upon us to give light to those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, and to guide us to the path of peace. When we step into His light, it pushes the darkness back because it overcomes the darkness. And it's there that we have a path of peace because He is with us. You see, it's all because of Christ Jesus that we can be healed and made whole, to have forgiveness from our sin and to have an eternal hope. Philippians 2:9-10 says, Therefore God elevated Him to the place of highest honor and gave Him the name above all other names, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue declare that Jesus Christ is Lord. To God be the glory. You see, we bow to the only true, loving, and just King, Lord of Lords, Savior. He is Christ Jesus, the Son of God. He is higher and above all, and every knee will bow in heaven and earth and under the earth, and every tongue will declare that Jesus Christ is Lord. Someday that will take place. Leads us into our next song. It's a song by All Sons and Daughters, and it's a song called Rising Sun.
Rising Sun. sunshine forever. Your name is higher than the rising sun. Your name is higher than the rising sun.
See, guys, we are saved by God's grace through Christ Jesus. It's only through Christ Jesus that we can be made new. You see, Jesus broke the power of sin and death so that we could once again have that walk with the Father, so that we can live in His truth. 1 John 1:8 says, "If we claim we have no sin, we are only fooling ourselves and not living in the truth." You see, we need to live in the truth and allow Him to guide us in the path of righteousness that leads to Him. We will fail and we will sin. And that's why we're saved by God's grace. But we are to repent of our sin means to turn away from our sin and focus on our new life in Christ Jesus to go and sin no more. Psalms 37:23 says, "The Lord directs the steps of the godly. He delights in every detail of their lives. Though they stumble, they will never fall, for the Lord holds them by the hand." You know, even though we fail him in many ways, Psalms reminds us that though they stumble, they will never fall, for the Lord holds them by the hand. We have one who will never leave us nor forsake us. If we are his child, we are his. That's why it's so important to keep your eyes fixed upon him so that you don't fall into the traps of sin that Satan, you know, Satan goes around and he hurls stuff at you all the time. But if we are fixing our eyes upon Jesus, we're not going to fall into those traps, but we're going to be putting him first in all things. Our mind will be set upon him. Our eyes will be fixed upon him. You see, there is only one who can catch us when we fall. It's because the Lord holds us by the hand. Those who are in Christ Jesus. 1 Peter 2:25 says, "Once you were like sheep who wandered away, but now you have turned to your shepherd, the guardian of your soul." If you have turned to Christ Jesus and ask him to be Lord and Savior of your life, asking him to forgive you of your sin, placing your faith alone in him, placing your whole being in his hands, well, you have a reason to rejoice, because it's awesome to know that Jesus is the guardian of our soul. To know that each day he carries us in his arms. What an awesome God that we have. My prayer today is that you're having that walk with Christ Jesus today, that you are made new in the Spirit of God, and that you're experiencing that true joy deep within your soul, the joy that this world can't steal away, because that the world didn't give it. My prayer is that you're experiencing God's peace that carries you through every situation in your life. You may be struggling somewhere in your life today, but I'm telling you, you can find peace in that by giving it over to Jesus Christ. He doesn't say that he'll take your problems away. He does say that he will give you peace to carry you through. Ask him today, if he is not your Lord and Savior today, ask him to be your Lord and Savior today and be made new, and know when you fall, he's going to be there to catch you. It leads us in our next song. It's by Katie Nicole, and it's a song called "When I Fall."
catch me when I fall. You catch me when I fall. You catch me when I
I don't need to be afraid of the darkness. I belong to the light. Every shadow's gotta run from the fire, 'cause you own the night. I don't need to be afraid of the battle when I'm by your side. I've seen the end of this story, you win the fight. Like fire in my soul, turn the darkness where to go. Tell the spirit of fear he's gotta go. Tell the spirit of fear he's gotta go. He's gotta go. Tell the spirit of fear he's gotta go. Tell the spirit of fear he's gotta go. He's gotta go.
That's a song by Pat Barrett, a song called Scatter, a song that truly reminds us, you know, when we feel that the enemy is attacking us, we just praise the Lord. Because as we give all honor and glory to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, when we praise Him, when we sing praise to His holy name, the enemy scatters. Remember, our victory is found in Christ Jesus alone. Let's celebrate in that, knowing that we can call upon His name, give Him glory and honor, praise His name, and watch the enemy scatter. Right now, we got one by Ann Wilson and Chris Tallman. It's a song called The Cross.
You've been trying hard to bear the weight of all your shame. And if there's a God up there, you're sure He forgot your name. When your steps are getting heavy and hope looks all but lost, just bring it all to the cross. Who told you grace can't reach the messed up ones like you? How's the devil made you believe the lies he tells are true? When you're sure that you're the one who's wandered too far off, it's not too late, just come home to the cross. Come see the Savior's love that would die to make you new. Nothing you have ever done can change the mercies done for you. And if you ever wonder if you're worth so great a cost, look up and see the cross.
Everybody's got a list.
Defined by mistakes, thought I was forsaken, but you gave up the chase. I went to the reaches to try and ease the ache, turned my back on the one who kept calling my name. He kept calling my name. Didn't matter where
questions when I've lost the path. Your love is the answer. You're calling me back, back to the table, back to my home, back to my father who never lets go. Whatever I'm facing, I know what to do. With my arms wide open, I'm running back to you. I'm running back to you. It doesn't matter. Times where I've been in over my head, I'm never too far gone where your arms cannot pull me back again.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Living Thunder. We're on every Sunday morning from 8 to 10. It's great to be with you guys for another Sunday. Right now, got one from Ren Collective. What I Was Made For.
Every song, every part of me feels the upward call of your glory. I can feel you in everything. Every atom cries out, you are holy. As the moon draws a wave into the shore, you are like a magnet to me, Lord. I can't resist your gravity, you know. Would I ever want to? This is what I was made for. Turn each breath into gratefulness. You design my heart for loving you. As the deer pants for water, my soul aches for authentic grace. You design my heart for loving you. For loving you. My heartbeat, though you are an infinity, and galaxies bow down at your feet. As the moon draws a wave into the shore, you're like a magnet to me, Lord. I can't resist your gravity, nor would I ever want to. This is what I was made for, to turn each breath into grateful. And take grace.
was made for, to turn each breath into gratefulness. You designed my heart for loving.
But a Wren Collective reminding us that we were truly designed to worship Him, to bring glory to His name. We were made for His purpose, His pleasure. What an awesome God that we have. Right now we got one by Colton Dixon. It's a song called Up and Up.
Even though I walk through the valley, sometimes it feels like I crawl through the valley. But I got a promise that I hold on tight to. I can't lose when I'm right beside you, yeah. God, I know the plans you have for me when my cup is overflowing. So while I'm in the end between, I'ma live my life knowing if I get down, you pick me up. To me, the devil tried to make me turn away. Cause even on my worst day, yeah, if I get down, you pick me up. I'ma live my life knowing if I get down.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to 104.1 WPXZ in Punxsutawney, and this is Living Thunder, where the music has a message for all ages. And I want to remind you that now, not only can you listen to us Sunday mornings from 8 to 10, but you can also go to WPXZ1041FM.com, and you can click on the Living Thunder program to listen on demand anytime on any day of the week. So, right now, we're going to keep the music going. I'm going to give you one by Phil Wickham. And it's a song called The Jesus Way.
If you curse me, then I will bless you. If you hurt me, I will forgive. And if you hate me, then I will love you. choose the Jesus way. And if you're helpless, I will defend you. And if you're burdened, I'll share the weight. And if you're hopeless, then let me show you there's hope in the Jesus way.
If you're just tuning in, you aren't listening to Living Thunder, and right now I would like to thank the Living Thunder sponsors, and they include Steffi Chapel, who invites you to join them each Sunday morning for services. Worship service begins there at 8:30 and Sunday school begins at 9:30. Paradise Community Church, who welcomes you to attend their services. Sunday morning worship begins there at 9:30 with Sunday school following at 10:45. Kavod Methodist Church, everyone is welcome to attend their services, and Sunday school begins there at 9 o'clock with worship service beginning at 10 a.m. And all individuals who make donations to the ministry, we thank each and every one of them, which allows us to share the message and hope of Jesus on the air. So right now, I'm going to give you one by Austin French, and it's a song called The Church.
Let this be the church. Where people fall apart, free to bring the pieces of our messy broken hearts. When we mean and when we say it, come just as you are. Oh, let this be the church where people fall apart. Let this be the place where there is no place for shame. Where yesterday's forgiven and we're all given a new name. Doesn't matter where you came from, all that matters is you came. Oh, let this be the place where there is no place for shame.
To Austin French, the church. You know, we are, as the church, to go out and share the message and hope of Jesus because of the good news that we have received. You see, there is only one book that can change your whole life, and it is the Bible, the holy living Word of God. You see, when we have the good news that, well, that comes from His Word through the Holy Spirit, well, what happens is it'll impact your heart. It'll impact your life. And you see, when you open your heart and your life to the Lord Jesus, He will heal and make whole. When we ask Jesus to forgive us, we ask Him to be Lord and Savior of our life, placing our faith alone in Him. And He will change every aspect of our life. You see, it's because of hearing the good news. We understand His love for us. We understand that, well, that He alone saves. That He alone is the difference between life and death. Romans 1:16 through 17 says, "For I am not ashamed of this good news about Christ. It is the power of God at work, saving everyone who believes, the Jews first and also the Gentiles. The good news tells us how God makes us right in His sight. This is accomplished from start to finish by faith. As the scripture says, it is through faith that a righteous person has life." It's about placing your faith alone in Christ Jesus. You see, it's not just about having faith. It's about who you place your faith in. And it can only be placed in Jesus Christ. Because when we place our faith alone in Jesus Christ, we will be saved. 1 Chronicles 16:23 says, "Let the whole earth sing to the Lord. Each day proclaim the good news that He saves." So you see, when we are made new in the Spirit of God, We are to go and proclaim him Lord and Savior of our life everywhere we go. And we can do that in many different ways. But we also need to verbalize that. Share with people that he is Lord and Savior of our life. How he has changed our life, and share the message and hope with the people you meet. Acts 20:24 says, "But my life is worth nothing to me unless I use it for finishing the work assigned to me by the Lord Jesus, the work of telling others the good news about the wonderful grace of God." Paul reminds us that, well, life is worth nothing unless it is used for finishing the work assigned to us by the Lord Jesus Christ. What is the work assigned to us by the Lord Jesus Christ? When we are his, when we are made new in his name, well, it's to go and tell others of the good news. Tell others about his wonderful grace. Share with them what Jesus has done for you and how Jesus can change their life. It leads us into our next song. It's a song by Mac Powell. And it's a song called Good News.
Well, I've got some good news. People all around the world, I'll share it with you. It's like nothing that you've ever heard is gonna change your heart and mind. Never hope gets hard to find. You can stand upon the solid gospel truth. And I've got some good news.
See, we have good news to share. If Jesus has made us new, if Jesus has made us whole, we have good news to share because, well, we are living proof of what Jesus can do. So we go and share the message and hope of Jesus. We allow his holy and living word to fill us so the Holy Spirit can use that and guide us and direct us in the path of righteousness. You see, it's like this, guys. Before we come to know Jesus Christ, before he is Lord and Savior of your life, well, we understand that we were dead and hopeless. In Colossians 2:13, it says this, "You were dead because of your sins, and because your sinful nature was not yet cut away. Then God made you alive with Christ. He forgave all your sins." And you see, because God made you alive in Christ Jesus, well, Romans 16:14 tells us this, "Sin is no longer your master, for you no longer live under the requirements of the law. Instead, you live under the freedom of God's grace." You see, when we have a personal walk with Jesus, his truth speaks life into us. Galatians 3:22 reminds us, "But the scripture declare that we are all prisoners of sin, so we receive God's promise of freedom only by believing in Jesus Christ." It's about putting our faith alone in him. It's about declaring him Lord and Savior of our life. It's knowing that before we met Jesus, well, we were lost, we were dead. But Jesus changes everything, guys. My prayer today is that you're having that walk with him. That you know that God's promise stands because you have received the Spirit of God living within you. My hope today is that if you don't have him as Lord and Savior, that you're going to understand there's only one way to come into the kingdom of heaven. Christ Jesus tells us that he is the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father except through him. It's about knowing that you are dead and that you are living a sinful life and turning from that and giving it over to Christ Jesus, repenting of your sin, turning to him and asking him to be Lord and Savior of your life so that you understand on the other side that you are made new and whole in Jesus' name. It leads us into our next song. It's a song by Leanna Crawford, and it's a song called "Before I Knew Jesus."
Just a long and broken past, but I'm standing here today to say Jesus changed all that. Now there was no such thing as a bigger plan.
devil below me, 'cause I'm running with angels. Got the devil below me, 'cause I'm running with angels.
Yeah, the ocean's a highway when you know who splits the sea. The ocean's a highway.
I've got some tired eyes, living by night, nothing but dark signs. Why do I try? Why do I even try? say I'm all right, but there's half a lie. You say the future's bright, so hang on tight. They say just hang on tight. My eyes searching for what is not seen. My mind wants to know what it all means. I've been looking for light. Baby, it's not by sight. Walking on thin ice, thinking it's safe. I tried to make my epiphany change. Don't let me lose my way. Is this a trust fall or fall on my face? Is this a blindfold or blinding way? Show me a hint to stay.
Little bit of Stephen Stanley there for you. A song called Not By Sight. Before that, it was Sons of Sunday, Running With Angels. Hey guys, if you're just tuning in, you are listening to Living Thunder. And right now, I'm going to give you one by Elevation Worship. And it's a song called Praise.
I'll praise when I'm numbered and praise when surrounded. I'll praise 'cause you're sovereign, praise 'cause you reign, praise 'cause you rose and defeated the grave. I'll praise 'cause you're faithful, praise 'cause you're true, praise 'cause there's nobody greater than you. I'll praise 'cause you reign.
We praise him because of who he is. We praise him because he is holy and just and set apart. He is the only one that gives us that hallelujah feeling because we want to praise him. It's all about serving him as Lord and Savior of our life. This is Caleb and John, Hallelujah Feeling.
Friend has been in the cold, hard ground, but there's mercy new each morning, comfort through the night. My eyes are fixed on Jesus, and I'm gonna be alright.
I got that.
Season for the prize, but my hope is never fading, 'cause it's anchored in the truth. My Father goes before me, and his joy will see me through.
I got that hallelujah feeling down in my soul. I got that hallelujah feeling, and it won't let go. I've been born again, yes and amen. No matter what comes, I know I got that.
Three brothers in a fire, willing to die for their faith. But you were with them in the fire, and they walked out the next day. And Daniel met a lion, because he chose to pray. But you shut the mouth of that lion, and he walked out the next day. So what's gonna be said of me when it's all said and done? Will I stand for my beliefs, or will I turn around and run? Well, let the whole world hear me say, I'm unashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the truth that changed my life.
Bit of Matthew West, a song called Unashamed. You know, when we are followers of Christ Jesus, we are to go into the world unashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ and declare him Lord and Savior of our life and share the message and hope of Jesus Christ with the people we meet. Right now we got one by Jordan Feliz. Praise God for that.
How good God's been, and I know I'm not the only one.
No way.
Thankful for the things he's done. If you've been living in the blessings that he's given, and if he's been faithful to you, can I get a hallelujah? Someone saying amen. Can I get a got a song inside your soul, don't hold it back. Somebody praise God for that. Ooh, 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 ooh. Somebody praise God for that.
friends and family. For the very air we breathe. For having everything we need. Won't somebody come praise the Lord with me? Yeah. Can I get a hallelujah? Someone say amen. Can I get a thank you, Jesus? Lord, have mercy. Praise Him for all the goodness that He's shown in your life. If you got a song inside your soul, don't hold it back. Somebody praise God for that. Somebody praise God. Every prayer He's answered. Every night He gave you peace. Every time He's waited for you patiently. For how He never changes. For how His love just won't let go. For how He's given every good thing that you know. Ooh, somebody praise God for that. Oh, can I get a
I set my sights on shiny things that crumble into rust, that fade into the dust. I bought the lie that someday I would finally have enough, but it never is enough. So
wake me up
from this slumber that I'm in.
Take me up
to a brand new horizon.
Oh Lord, give me eyes to see. What I need don't cost a thing. You fill my life with something money can't buy. I'm done chasing after gold. Rip the price tag off my soul. You fill my life with something money can't buy. Something money, money. Something money can't buy. Something money, money. Something money can't buy.
It's the peace that comes from perfect love. The wonder in the stars. In my heart,
sometimes you gotta stop and look at what you got. That's when you realize, ooh, the gift it is to be alive. Oh Lord, give me eyes to see. What I need don't cost a thing. You fill my life with something money can't buy. I'm done chasing after gold. Rip the price tag off my soul. You fill my life with something money can't buy. This slumber that I'm in. Take me up
to a brand new horizon.
Oh Lord, give me eyes to see. What I need don't cost a thing. You'll fill my life with something money can't buy. I'm done chasing after gold. Rip the price tag off my soul. You fill my life with something money can't buy.
You see, Jesus is the only one who can fill our life to the max. And there's nothing in this world, well, that can fill that void. It's only Jesus Christ. Cochran and Company reminds us of that with a song called Money Can't Buy. Because you see, money can't buy eternal life. Money can't buy a relationship with Jesus Christ. You see, it's a free gift from God, come down from heaven through Christ Jesus, who gave his life and poured out his blood for the one-time sacrifice so that my sin and your sin could be forgiven, so that we could have a way to once again have that walk with the Father. When we place our faith alone in him, when we believe in him alone, well, we are made new in Christ Jesus, going and proclaiming him Lord and Savior of our life. He is the only one that can fill that void. You know, guys, there's one thing to say. Without Jesus, we would have no hope. And we wouldn't be able to love and forgive. But also, without Jesus, well, there wouldn't be no truth. But with Jesus, we can speak his truth in love that changes our whole being. Our whole being of who we are. Because you see, the one true God that we serve, and well, he's not only just a loving God, but he is a just God. In John 5:24, it tells us, I tell you the truth, those who listen to my message and believe in God who sent me have eternal life. They will never be condemned for their sins, but they have already passed from death into life. You see, without Jesus, we couldn't have life. We couldn't have victory over sin and death. We couldn't have an eternal hope without Christ Jesus. And what he says is, when we call upon the name of Jesus Christ to be saved, what says they will never be condemned for their sins, but they have already passed from death into life. You see that, guys, that happens right now. When we call upon the name of Jesus Christ to be saved, when we ask him to be Lord and Savior of our life, forgiving us of our sin, believing that he paid it all on the cross and he rose from the grave, conquering sin and death, well, that means that we have passed from death into life already. We no longer have to worry about the second death, which is a place called hell, because we have the one true Lord and Savior of our life who has given us victory over sin and death. Ephesians 2:13 says, but now you have been united with Christ Jesus. Once you were far away from God, but now you have been brought near to him through the blood of Christ. You see, it's all because of what Jesus Christ accomplished. By pouring out his blood for the forgiveness of sin, that one-time sacrifice that was made so that we could be brought from death into life, so that we could have a promise for all eternity, a hope for all eternity that's found in Christ Jesus. You see, without Jesus, none of this is possible. That's why his name is above all other names. Because there is only one way to come into the kingdom of heaven, and it's through Christ Jesus. My prayer is today that you're having that walk with Jesus today, that he is Lord and Savior of your life. It leads us into our next song. It's by Ryan Ellis. It's a song called Without Jesus.
But I know who to know. Don't have all the directions, but I never walk alone. God only knows, God only knows how to work this out. No matter the road, wherever I go, I'll never be without. I've got something to believe. Faith that's more than a feeling. I could have gone a long way in my
delivering me from the love that saved my life. Not afraid where he takes me, cause he'll never leave my side. Oh, I've got something to believe in. Faith that's more than a feeling. I could have gone another way and now I see it. Where would I be, where would I be without Jesus? I've got hope for the healing. Love that leads me to freedom. I could have gone another way and now I see it. Where would I be, where would I be without Jesus? God only knows, God only knows how to work this out. No matter the road, wherever I go, I'll never be without Jesus.
So knowing that without Jesus, my life and your life would be nothing, but with Jesus, we have life and have life more abundant. To know his promises are true because he has anointed us with the Holy Spirit. It's then we desire to go and share his message. Romans 10:15 says, "And how will anyone go and tell them without being sent?" That is why the scripture says, "How beautiful are the feet of messengers who bring good news." You see, we do this by allowing Jesus Christ to be our example. We do this by allowing the Holy Spirit to not only fill us, but flow from us, so that we can be the vessel for Jesus Christ. As the Holy Spirit works within us and through us, it is the Holy Spirit that draws people unto our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Ephesians 5:1-2 says, "Imitate God, therefore, in everything you do, because you are his dear children. Live a life filled with love, following the example of Christ. He loved us and offered himself as a sacrifice for us, a pleasing aroma to God." So you see, we need to do as Colossians 3:17 says, "And whatever you do or say, do it as a representative of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks through him to God the Father." It's about being thankful for everything that we do in life, knowing that as we live, we are representing Jesus Christ. So we live our life in obedience to him. My prayer is that my life and your life will be about doing the Father's business, sharing who Jesus is and how he can change lives. It leads us into our last song for the day. It's a song by Ryan Stevenson. It's a song called "Preach."
I talk about grace. I talk about love. I talk about faith, but some days I don't have enough. I talk about forgiveness. Still learning how to give it. Lord, I need your strength to live what I believe. I want my life to preach. Every breath, every beat. I want my life to preach. When I'm strong, when I'm weak. Through valley lows and mountain highs. Every moment testifies. For
talk about peace, and I talk about hope. I talk about serving others, but most days I don't. And I talk about freedom, but get lost in religion. Lord, give me strength to live what I believe, 'cause I want my life.
It's about having a desire to share Jesus with the world. Hey guys, want to remind you that not only can you listen to Living Thunder on the radio on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10, but you can also go to WPXZ1041FM.com. Click on the Living Thunder program to listen on demand anytime on any day of the week. This is Living Thunder, and this is your host, Ken Goto, saying farewell. Live life loving God, and I'll see you next week right here on Living Thunder.